Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health Licensed Trainer. And today we are talking to the busy professionals, right? You're too busy to cook, too busy to prepare healthy meals. I've heard it. I've been there. Busyness is something that we are really good at. We're really good at being busy, trying to grab the bag, trying to make this money, trying to make a difference. I get it. I understand. And there's a really simple, quick answer to this, like how I overcame this to maintain healthy eating. Why? Because first of all, healthy eating is important to me. Fueling my body is important to me. Times in the past where I have been in a situation where I had to buy food, yes, there's a financial impact to that, but that's not really the biggest issue for me, right? Like the money is not a motivator or a demotivator because I'm okay with spending money on my wants and needs, okay? But the biggest thing is like when you eat clean and that becomes a habit for a while, your gut microbiome actually won't take anything less. You have set a new standard for your gut, your energy levels, everything. So you know what it feels like to eat clean, to have a healthy lifestyle. And when that starts to falter, you don't feel too good, which becomes a motivator. That's why I say my job in coaching is for you to work with me one time, and then your body and everything that we've implemented for you in terms of the practices will help keep you accountable for the rest of your life. Because the body's going through changes. You're going through changes. There's enlightenment and awareness that happens. Then you make the decision. Then you start to put in those habits. It becomes muscle memory, and you've already proliferated and supported the bacteria that thrives off healthy food. So they crave that. They want that. Those messages that's come into your head that you're craving certain foods, what you're craving then is healthy food versus unhealthy food, because the healthy gut bacteria is telling you, I want a kale salad. And if this seems ridiculous to you right now, trust and assure, like there was a time I hated anything green. And then there became a time when I craved kale. Even now, I love having kale by itself or in a nice thick salad dressing where I just dip a whole kale leaf in and just eat it like that, like a dip, because it's nice, thick, and savory. But you get there, first of all, you have to know the dishes to prepare. If you want to step into this and get your feet wet a little bit, I do have a freebie for you. It on my website, rawfoodmealplanner.com, and also in the description to this video. It's a digestion, healthy digestion recipes, right? So you could get your feet wet with raw foods. And then you definitely want to make sure you join my 21-day New Year Meal Prep Challenge when that becomes available, because I have some delicious recipes in there as well. But yeah, when it comes to busy lives, I'm going to tell you what I actually tell my clients to do, what has helped me. Everyone is a little different, and you could figure out how to make this work for you. But I found for me being high raw to be the best thing for me at this point, because I like to eat lentils, I love chickpeas, I like quinoa. And yeah, these cooked starches, the cooked starches in the right proportions for me personally, when packaged properly for my digestive system, I get a lot of value from it. I get the satiety, and I have figured out a way to incorporate it so I'm not depleted in energy. Okay, so since I decided that's the best thing for me right now is high raw, how do I do that when I'm busy? So there was a period in my life where I was working full time and I was running Raw Food Meal Planner basically full time and also being active in the community. So I was super busy, but what I did was my raw meals were very simple. I basically have fruits. I eat whole fruits. Okay. I have nuts and seeds I could snack on and the fruits. I'll put a smoothie together. I may not always have time to make a juice, although now with the new Nama juicer that's out and a whole, if you're in a nice household full of adults where you can organize it so it's less work for you on the cleanup and stuff like this. All of this helps to save time. Like working together as a collective in your home will help to save you time. So there's strategies around that. But also these meals are very quick and easy. Now, when it comes to the cooked food, once you're used to and already accustomed to the flavors that you enjoy, you have your go-to spices. You throw something in the food processor. Like I said, the only cooked foods that I'm eating are legumes, right? These cooked protein sources, cooked plant proteins. And so the pressure cooker is quick. It's basically a set it and forget it. And honestly, if I was wearing a hat, I would tip it to Tracy McCorder and the 10 million Black vegan women community, because they inspired me to get a pressure cooker. I kept seeing and I was like, man, yeah. And I've heard doctors talk about the digestive benefits of a pressure cooker, how it's comparable to that of canned in terms of having issues with gas and bloating, right? So before, there are techniques to minimize gas and bloating when you cook legumes on the stove. But when you cook it in a pressure cooker, you don't even really have to do that, because the process of pressure cooking, not only is it quicker, faster, you can step away, do things in the meantime, but it also gets rid of the anti-nutrients and the enzyme inhibitors and the things that are basically causing gas and bloating. So you don't have to add the bay leaf or the kombu. Although at one point I was doing that. I was adding that to the pressure cooker, which was interesting, you know. Sometimes it was great. Sometimes it was like, oh, like I remember one time I added kombu into the pressure cooker with some beans, and man, it cooked it out so much that the texture just started to bother me. I did that for a while, but then eventually the texture started to bother me and I just stopped. I don't know how else you would, yeah, I guess kombu, you could just soak it in water and use it, because when you get it, it's pretty hard. But yeah, I have tried these different things, and this is the quickest way to meal prep and to eat clean. Even just throwing a salad together, buying mixed green salads and putting that together. It's quick. You could get things pre-cut, pre-washed. One of the things I actually try to challenge people on is, why are we so busy? I think that the problem is not really eating clean. The problem is the fact that we're so busy, right? Why are we overworking ourselves? You may be saying, oh, we're overworking ourselves because we have to put food on the table and blah, blah, blah. This is the part that we need to hone in on. Because I think a lot of us are working too hard, and instead of smart and strategic. And sometimes we need to slow down from that pace to really get clear on a strategy that makes the most use of our life force energy, right? Because this life experience it's very quick. It goes like that, you know? And why have it be a miserable experience? You want it to be an enjoyable one. And if we don't have time to eat clean, we're slaving ourselves for capitalism. And then capitalism turns around and does what? We end up getting sick from the stress. And then we go to the doctor. The doctor feeds us with pills and procedures because they have not been educated on whole foods and nutrition, because financially it doesn't work for the system. If people are well, they can't be on this conveyor belt treadmill feeding into the medical system the way it's structured right now here in America. And now you are a financial slave for the pharmaceutical company, for the insurance companies, because these pills and procedures are not free. So you're basically paying, you pay with your labor to get this money, that you then give that money to the pharma companies and the insurance companies. Don't you see it's a game? It's a whole racket. It's a whole racket. This is how they use, and this is how the system is using and abusing people. But we are a lot smarter now than we used to be. There was a time when, you know, when I talk about the story of my grandmother, her and others who came to this country, and even people who are from this country, there was a time when people really believed that everything in the grocery store was for our good, was healthy, was safe. And now we know, because of research and watchdogs, nonprofits who have blown the whistle on the system, that we really need to do our due diligence and turn packages around, because there are chemicals and harmful ingredients in a lot of these food-like substances, what they call food, but it's not really food, because what we see happening here is people are eating these things and it's driving addiction. What causes addiction? Chemicals cause addiction, okay? Chemicals cause addiction. You don't get addicted to mangoes, to celery, to avocado, right? There's a book by Michael Moss. Yeah, by Michael Moss. Okay, Salt, Sugar, Fat, it's called. And How the Food Giants Hooked Us. And so we know that according to his book, our body, brain craves this, wants this, salt, sugar, fat. But there are food engineers that basically took this concept, took this understanding of how our brain and body works, and hijacked the system to really rev up the drive. So they add more fat, more salt, more sugar, but not too much, because they've done studies, they've done tests. If you go too high, then it becomes a non-enjoyable experience. So you have to go as high as possible, hit that limit, right under it, to get people hooked. Now you have a product that can be patented, it's intellectual property. It is not of nature anymore. It is something different. It's like food on steroids, and that's what's keeping people addicted. We are not addicted. Natural fat is avocado. Who's addicted to avocado? Never heard of them, okay? That they have to get their next itch. I love avocados as much as the next person, but when I wanted to get off to try a histamine-free diet, what that was like and what that would do for my body, I got off of it. I missed it, but I didn't die not having it. I didn't punch a hole in the wall. You hear stories about people driving out into the night to get Taco Bell, like we heard Chuck Carroll on the Thrive Through Food Summit talk about his experience, right? You only have these kind of extreme cases, which is very common with a lot of people. You have people driving out into the night, people punching holes into wall, young kids and even adults climbing up cabinets to get to sugar, right? No one climbs up cabinets to get to fruit. It's out there and available, and people and parents are like trying to encourage their kids to eat fruit. There's a clear difference in taste. We all see it. We all know it. So I don't think I need to convince you of this, but I just want to highlight to you, it's a game being played and run on us to how to exploit us. And we could take back agency by taking back our mind. And that's what I help to coach my folks on. I bring a lot of neuroscience into this, because understanding how our brain works and healing our brain on a physical level, psychological level, is going to help us to master our mind, master our habits, and master our lifestyle, so that we have the life that we want. We don't want to be fat, sick, and nearly dead. And how do you get there? You have to master your mind. And if you're interested in learning more about this, definitely reach out to me, rawfoodmealplanner.com. You know where to find me. But you all are clear about the importance of healthy eating. That's why you follow me on this channel. If you're listening on the podcast, that's why you follow me. But in terms of quick, healthy meals, you know how to do it, but there are hard decisions that you have to make. And it's really one about taking your life back and not being manipulated into a system that does not care about you and does not care for you. Have agency, right? Keep your vision, keep your health and longevity and your independence into your old age. Don't give up your whole life force, energy, and your body to the system, and the system gives you nothing back in return. If you are going to sacrifice yourself for money, hopefully you're making millions of dollars to pass on to the next generation. And what do you tell the next generation, even if that? Is the message sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your health in the now for the money? Is that the message you want to leave your kids and your grandkids? Because I know my grandmother, she never had that intention. But the message I got from watching her suffer with type 2 diabetes and then suffer while on hospice care, crying out in pain while on hospice, is that food is just not worth that kind of suffering. Food is not worth it. There is another paradigm we could be stepping into. And it's not that hard, but it takes a decision. It takes a decision. And once you decide that this is what you want for yourself and that you're worth it and you're of value, you are valued more. Your life and your life force energy and your health is of more value than the capitalistic system. Once you decide that, then everything else becomes easier. You look at everything, every other life decision through that lens. And I'm not telling you, some people are going to be like, oh, you're probably telling people to be broke, whatever. No, no, we don't. What I'm saying is don't sacrifice yourself, right? Things have to be honoring. Any engagement and agreement has to be honoring. So I know I'm speaking to some of you who are in toxic jobs, right, where you are overworked, stressed, and this is where I'm too busy to prepare healthy meals is coming in. And I have to ask you, is that job worth it? Are you doing too much? Is there a way where you can help yourself be well and maintain a career that you enjoy, right? That's not leeching energy and your life force energy from you, right? Because life is too short. Now we're in such a time where we could figure all that stuff out. We have so many tools available to us to live our best lives and not have to do that. So to stay in that paradigm just does not make sense. Unbusy yourself, okay? And when you're ready to unbusy yourself, hopefully these strategies on how to make healthy meals easier to do will be helpful. Because honestly, there's nothing quicker. Like, the food does not have to take over your whole life. It should just be minutes. Shopping doesn't have to take over your whole life. Meal planning, meal prepping should be very quick and easy. It's very simple, actually. Very simple. But there are hard choices to be made. And with that, I hope you have a blessed day. And if you want to dig into this deeper, book a call on rawfoodmealplanner.com. Looking forward to talking with you. If you want to just try some healthy, delicious meals, download the Healthy Digestion recipe book. I also have a year's worth of raw meal plans and high raw meal plans for free on my site, Raw Food Meal Planner. So you could just navigate there. There's a recipes section to get your feet wet and try some things, right? And anyway, yes, have a blessed day and take care.